More now on the mosque that was so badly damaged in the bombing early today. It's known as the Golden-Domed Shrine of Askariya. It's in Samarra, that's a city of about 200,000 people, that's 60 miles north of Baghdad. Yitzhak Nakash is a professor of Middle East history at Brandeis University. He's the author of Reaching for Power, Shia in the Modern Arab World. Welcome, Professor Nakash, and what can you tell us about this holy site?
The city itself, Samarra, is believed to be the birthplace of Muhammad al-Mahdi. He is the 12th Shiite Imam. Shiites believe that he disappeared and they expect him to return one day as a messianic figure. Also, this particular shrine, Shiites believe, contains the tombs of Hassan al-Askari and Ali al-Hadi. They are the 10th and 11th Imams. So obviously, this is a very special and dear site as far as the Shiites are concerned.
How important is this site to the Shiite branch of the Muslim faith? How do you rank this in the among other shrines?
The Shiites have six shrine cities. Four of those cities are in Iraq. I would list them in the order of their importance. The first one is Najaf, the shrine city of Najaf in southern Iraq, where Ali, the first Shiite Imam, is believed to be buried. The other important shrine, second in rank, is in Karbala, where Hussein, his son, is believed to be buried. Then we have shrines in Qazimain and in Samarra. And I would say that this is probably the fourth in importance.
When was this shrine built and who built it? Do we even know?
It was probably built in the 10th century by one of the Abbasid caliphs. It was ruined several times during history, was restored. The details are not quite clear.
How many people would normally worship in this shrine, or is it not a place where people go to worship?
On a regular basis, I would say that the number is not particularly big. However, there are a few occasions during the Shiite yearly calendar where Shiites are advised to go and pay specific visits to various shrines, and this is one of them. So a large number of visitors would usually appear on days of visitations, and not necessarily every Friday.
So the building, though, this shrine, it's a Shia shrine, but it's in this Sunni-dominated area. This part of Iraq, this is really Sunni territory. How is it that a very important Shia shrine ends up there?
This development has to do with the nature of composition of Iraqi society. This particular area of around Baghdad and north of Baghdad has been Sunni largely because it was very tribal in nature. Tribes who did not settle down and did not convert to Shiism, something that did take place in the south. And as a result, Samarra, that knew like big days and had some very prospering Shiite madrasas in the 19th century, declined as far as the Shiite presence in the city is concerned and became a Sunni city, but with very important Shiite shrines.
Professor, there is another significant shrine in Samarra for the Shia, one with a spiral minaret. Is that it? Would that be under threat as well?
There is another shrine, indeed, the one with the minaret. It would be under threat if it was targeted by foreign jihadists or people who are trying to provoke the Shiites and throw Iraq into a civil war. Hopefully, the shrines would be now under better protection.
Yitzhak Nakash is a professor of Middle East history at Brandeis University, and he's the author of Reaching for Power, Shia in the Modern Arab World. Professor Nakash, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
My pleasure.